Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for the modern day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Cattle futures finished the day significantly off their lows. We were about $5 to $6 off the lows in the feeder cattle, and then live cattle in August, which expire here, a dollar off the lows, but everything else about $4 off the lows. So really good a reversal today in the cattle futures across the board. Now, September's is now the front month. We're 142.72, up 357. October's up 425. November's 420, but all three or higher. $3 or higher on the feeders, and then the lives, $2 to $2.50 higher here. Looked like the reversal action after making new lows bounced off of some technical support, and as the market rallied, with sell barns around the country got a little bit stouter, and that brought some additional buyers to the table. Also, a lot of traders looking for a price bottom here, hoping that the market would rally and they'd be able to buy it near the lows. Now, box beef at midday was lower, is down 83 cents on choice at 197.59, select 84 cents lower at 191.50. The cash trade right now looks like there might be some 116 up north, which is actually higher than the ask. The bid and the ask were 110 bid, 115 ask out in feedlot country. There was some 177 cash yesterday out in Nebraska, which is $3 to $4 lower than the previous week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets were lower across the board here. Corn, beans, and wheat all trading lower. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower for the most part. Beans down 11, but 6 off their lows. And then the wheat, 7 and 3 quarters in September, Chicago, 5 lower in the Chicago. And then Kansas City wheat continues to forge out new lows with July of 2017 at 434 and 3 quarters down 5 cents. Now, the wheat contracts are making new lows here, which is reflected in the a poll that was released this morning. Of a survey of farmers on their 2017 planted acres, they're saying hard red winter wheat would be about 25 million acres, down about 5.5% from last year, which seems like that's not a very drastic cut given what the price has done at this point. They're saying cotton acres are going to be 10.1 million acres next year, or up 0.5% from last year. So not really that big of a change given what the current prices are, and with the winter wheat planting season just around the corner. There was a USDA announcement of 126,000 metric tons of beans sold. That did not help price out very much. It was still down 11. And then crop progress yesterday for corn, 75% good to excellent, unchanged. Beans, 73% good to excellent, up 1%.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.